Hello. Hello.
Yes, hello? I'm here.
Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Are you a supervisor?
Yes, ma'am, I am the supervisor you requested.
Thank you. I'm giving a call because about a month ago, I saw a Facebook ad for this Keto Ascend stuff, and I went ahead and decided to go ahead and try it, and I didn't really look at the ingredients. I should have, but I didn't. But anyway, I looked at it, and there was – I don't understand what was happening on the website or what I saw, but I swear I did not see anything about a membership. It said to try this for free, and it wasn't even for $7.95, which is what I got charged. It was for $6.40. So that happened, and then I went ahead and sent an email just shortly after that, after I realized I couldn't take it, and nobody ever responded to me. Nobody said anything. I got no follow through whatsoever. I'm sorry. Hey, I am on the phone. Anyway, I got no follow through. I got no email. I got no information from them whatsoever. When I looked for contact information to call them to cancel it, there was no phone number. All there was an email address. So I did my part following through to cancel, and now y'all are telling me that I owe $91.98, which got charged to my account today without my authorization. And now I'm not going to get that money back is what the customer service agent is telling me, and that's not okay.
Okay. So, So I definitely understand your concern, and I'll be more than happy to, you know, look, review the account to see what's going on. Give me one moment.
And it was my daughter who had seen it. So the email that I had sent was that my daughter ordered it because she had requested it, but she can't take it and she's underage. So it's been a real piece of drama trying to get this fixed, I guess, because my husband saw the charge today and lost his mind. And I saw it and had no clue what was going on. There was the name of the company from the charge was Pure Strength. I'm calling another company that handles the product. This is all just too confusing. I can't even use it. So.
Okay. So yes, ma'am, I definitely understand your frustrations. Also, we do, could you provide me your first and last name and that billing address for security purposes, please?
Yeah, it's Sunny Johnson, and then it's 2613 Caulfield Road, Lot 58. That's Jacksonville, Arkansas, 72076. Excuse me a moment. Do you guys, hey, do you see that I'm on the phone? Then get out. Sorry.
No problem. Now I just see that
would make me crazy.
Definitely understand. Yes, ma'am. I do see that there was a purchase that was made on the 19th of February for that Keto Extend, for the shipping and handling charges of $6.70, and also the shipping and handling charge of $7.45 for that cleanse. It was a product to be tested out for a 14-day trial period, and if you did not give us a call to cancel, then it will continue to automatically rebuild until you did, ma'am. I do see were attempting to take the charges out of the account since February, and there was insufficient findings for them not, you know, being able to take the findings out. So after they were able to, they did go ahead and get that 91.80, 9 alpha trial charge for that cleanse.
See, the weird thing is that I normally get notifications saying, hey, like, something declined on your card, and there was no notification. It's like I've gotten no communication whatsoever from this company.
Okay,
so
if
I don't
something
understand,
was going
like,
to decline on your card, that was with your bank, ma'am, that is.
Right, but what I'm saying is that there's if it declined on my card and I get notifications from every other company when something declines, and mysteriously I don't get one from this company every single time they charge, that's telling me nobody's doing anything.
Okay, so there was a email sent out to you providing your tracking
number. I received no emails.
It was that sjjohnson9107 at Gmail. We sent out an email to you on the 19th of February. We also sent out another one on the 20th. You also received another email saying that one of your, well, that was the, they canceled the order today. So, yes, we sent out some emails in February, ma'am. So the last email that I'm thinking that you should have received was either the 26th of February or the 7th of March stating that the order declined.
Okay, let me look at my email because I check my email every single day throughout the day. Give me just a second.
No problem. But on the account, I do see that they did go ahead and cancel that account out for you, ma'am. And so there will be no more future shipments or charges, and you was only charged to $91.89, and that charge is valid on the account, ma'am.
Well, the problem is it's not I was only charged something, okay? $91 is a lot of money for me specifically, and when I sent the email out literally that same day saying cancel this, nobody listened. Nobody followed the rules. I'm checking my spam right now for any emails. What is the name of the company or the email address that would come from?
It's going to come from Keto Ascend, but if you don't receive, let me make sure. A third party. It's going to be coming from Keto. What's that email? support@tryketoascend.com.
And you said the last one that I would have gotten was on what date?
Either the 26th of February or the 7th of March.
Give me just a second here. I'm being sure to check everywhere because if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I don't have, I have literally no email from these people whatsoever. None.
Okay, ma'am. I'm looking at when we emailed you.
I'm sorry?
I'm looking at where we emailed you, ma'am. So we have that information.
Well, you may have sent an email, but you did not send it to me.
SJJohnson9107 at Gmail, ma'am.
And I'm telling you, I never got an email. Look, you may deal. Look, I dealt with customer service for years. I was a supervisor in a call center. I know the rigmarole. I know how this goes down. And what I'm telling you is that I did not receive any emails. I received no confirmation emails. I have nothing here, not even my trash, my spam, nothing. I have no information whatsoever on this company. And you guys charged me $91 on something I did not agree to.
Well, you made
that purchase. I even sent an email. Repeatedly ignoring the fact that I have said I emailed to cancel this,
ma'am,
several
times.
Ma'am,
I'm not ignoring anything, and I informed you, ma'am. We sent out an email. We do not cancel anything over email. So if someone did not reply to you, then that should have informed you, hey, or alerted you, hey, then I should make a call saying that I wanted this account canceled, ma'am.
Oh, yes. And where am I supposed to find the phone number? Because I looked
on
up Keto Ascend. The website doesn't show it. I'm telling you, I have looked.
Did you go over those terms and conditions?
I went over everything. There's no information about calling.
Okay,
I
so
looked
let me
for
go
phone
to the
numbers.
Website, and it's going to have that number in that on the website. So
okay,
if you go to
tryketoascend.com,
it's right there. It said, I agreed to terms conditions to be billed $6.70 now for shipping and handling. And if I do not cancel within the 10 plus 4 shipping trial, I will be billed the full amount of $92.90. I will be billed $92.90 plus $6.70 for a new 30-day supply for each month.
That's not even what I was charged.
Please call that phone number.
That's not even what I was charged. All of these prices are changing every time I turn around. I was charged $91.89. I was not charged $92.90. The information
you were about
changing.
To be charged $92.90, ma'am. That was for the keto. So you do have the keto. The $91.89 is for the cleanse. So you was going to be charged $92.90 and $91.89. That $92.90 did not come out.
I'm
going to
have my bank dispute this because honestly, this is absolutely ridiculous.
You have
I can't
every right
use the
to
product.
Do.
I was unable to contact you guys to get it taken care of except through email. I looked on the website that I had information on through Facebook, and it did not have any information for a phone number. So I shot you guys an email. And quite honestly, if I can't reach you by email in this day and age, that's a serious problem for your company.
Okay. So by assuming the process, what's going to happen is your bank or your credit card company will contact us and we will provide them those terms, conditions, along with that tracking number showing that charges are legal and valid. And at that point, you will become ineligible for a refund, ma'am. So I'd be more than happy to provide
nice.
You
well,
a 35%
I'm
refund on
that I'm going to go ahead
charge.
And report your company to the Better Business
you
Bureau.
You have every
I'm
right to do so, ma'am, but we
Thank
have that
you.
Tracking information.
There's no reason to interrupt me. I'm letting you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to report you to the Better
no
Business
problem.
Bureau. And then I'm going to contact your corporate office regarding mm-hmm. this matter.
You have every right to do so.